Being the parent of like a little kid, I think has gotten a lot harder than when I was raising my daughter. She's 23 now. And I got to tell you, the decisions you have to make and the things you have to monitor and protect your children from today has gotten a lot harder. What do you give them that's still entertaining, but also aligns with your values? You know, we've talked about Way FM being a product that you don't have to filter. But like if you got Netflix in your house, you got to have the filter on.
And even Disney Plus, you have the same problem.
Oh, well, I'll tell you, Disney Plus has been disappointing to me as a parent. And some of the things they've chose to put on there. And like, you got to watch it, you know? And that's why it's so nice to have something. If I was raising little kids, I would do PureFlix subscription, man, because you've got content on there that you're not having to filter out. And as a parent, I mean, I know we want to be involved in our kids' lives, but sometimes you need to park them in front of the TV and take 10 minutes to yourself. That's why PureFlix is a great option for families. You got family stuff, obviously. They're even dabbling in some drama. Yes. And PureFlix originals. Like I saw the movie on their Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters. And I have to tell you.
You cried.
I did. There was three times. Not once, three times.
I did.
I wept and I was moved and it was a great movie. And I think if I was raising my child now, I think PureFlix would be definitely a part of my family's entertainment plan.
So if you'd like to try PureFlix, text PURE, that's P-U-R-E, to 91979 to get your 1 week free trial. Faith and Family Entertainment with no ads on your favorite devices. Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast. I guess we should start calling it the Betty and Gavin Aftercast.
I know, at least for these weeks.
Yeah,
when he's gone,
for sure. So we talked about this. We talked about this list in Gavin's news, but I thought we could dive into it a little bit deeper. It's the 40 things you should do by the time you are 40. I think these are good lists to have because, of course, you want to live your life to the fullest. You don't want to waste it, you know, just in front of the TV playing video games or watching TV. But also, I think you have to use some kind of wisdom with it as well, because this is a list that was put together that's what the world tells you should accomplish by 40.
Yeah. And it's, you know, all things that I think can be very like self-centered and very, you know, it takes, you know, a lot of, you know, serving others out of the equation. It's just go and, you know, YOLO, live your life,
right?
Do stuff for you.
Exactly. Yeah. So a couple of these things, like, I mean, I'm close. I don't want to admit it, but I am close to getting to 40.
You're not.
But there was definitely in the relationship department, which we didn't talk about in the news, but a couple of those things for sure, I haven't gotten to at close to 40. But I think this is something that I did want to say. If you are like me, coming close to 40, or maybe you're not, just maybe you're not in the stage of life that you thought you'd be in by the age that you are now, I think it's very important that you surround yourself with people that support you and give you love. Not that you need to just get into relationships so that you can get out of them what you want, but I think it's important that you surround yourself with people that care about you and don't push you into something that is not good for you.
Yeah.
By that, what I mean is I have plenty of friends that I've seen, and even ones that you see this on the news all the time. Divorce is a huge thing. And don't they say like 50% of marriages end in divorce?
I don't know the exact numbers, but it does feel like the world says that as soon as you stop feeling this, you know, the feeling of love, or as soon as things get hard, like it's okay to run, because you should be happy because everything is still about you. Whereas, you know, the idea of love in a faith standpoint and a Christian standpoint is that you do make that choice every single day.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, there's that song that it wasn't Selena Gomez. What's the other one that she's using pronouns now that are like they?
Oh, Demi Lovato?
Demi Lovato. Yeah. She had a song out and it was something like, you're nobody unless you have somebody. And that song drives me crazy because it's such a horrible, unhealthy message to give to people.
Especially for young people.
Audience.
Yeah. I think a lot of kids these days, because we're seeing this in our youth group at church, I think a lot of kids these days are struggling with feeling worth and feeling what like makes them worthy. And a lot of times I think it's based in their relationships with people and their standing in like their social peer groups, because I've been seeing this with the kids. It's very hard to feel like you're worth something if you don't have like a standing in per se in people. If you don't feel like you fit in, then it's hard to feel worth
it. And you are looking for that group of people that you feel like you belong with. So a couple of these things that made the list were have your heart broken, get married, and have a kid. And I think we've talked about this in past aftercasts, but it's so important that, like, for instance, I had a friend of mine. She wanted all her life to just be a mom.
Yeah.
That's all she wanted. And she was getting up there. Now she's like in her early 30s and she still isn't married, still doesn't have a kid. And she's feeling that clock tick.
Sure.
I get it, because women, you only have a certain amount of time. And if you don't have kids between then and now,
it gets more dangerous. And there's just that it's like, do you want to be a mom?
Right. It's not going to happen.
At 50 plus years old.
Exactly.
Raising a 10-year-old.
So she found a guy online and they started dating. He definitely had some red flags. She looked past those. Mm-hmm. And now she has two kids with him. And there's been physical assault charges that have been put on between the couple.
Sure.
And I think about those two kids that are involved in that relationship, like they're having to pay the price for a decision that my friend made.
Sure.
Because she was nervous that she wasn't going to become a mom. So she settled with a guy that she knew had red flags. And now those children are going to have a broken relationship with their dad, because I don't even know if my friend and her used to be husband are even on talking terms anymore. So I think about, I don't want to settle and get with a guy because that's what the world tells me I should be doing, or that I don't matter unless I have a guy with me, and then end up having a kid that's going to have to pay the price for what I decided.
Absolutely. And I feel like in the last, you know, because I've only known you for 3-ish years now, and I feel like the way that you're living life right now, I feel like you have built up like a really good foundation of people that you just want to do life with. And I think that that's probably more important than finding some, you know, equation that the world tells you makes you happy and makes, you know, what life is all about.
Right. And I even was having a conversation with a friend last night. We were talking about how marriage is a sacrifice.
Yep.
So, you know, when you walk up to that altar, a lot of people walk up to it thinking, what can I get from this relationship? But really, you should be thinking, what can I give to this relationship? Because you are dying to yourself. Mm-hmm. And so just because you think I'm going to find a guy and my life is going to be fixed, that's actually not the case.
No, we don't fix lives.
No, no. And the same can be said for wives as well.
It's not going to solve your problems.
No. If anything, it's going to bring in more problems.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know?
You can't do anything on your own terms anymore, which is
exactly
a great thing some days. And, you know, still, you know, a sacrifice others, I'll say.
But I've had my moments. I won't say that I'm perfect, because I'm definitely not. But in my 37 years, I have had situations where I thought, you know, I want to find someone. I do want to spend my life with someone. But when I look back at those times, it was because all my friends were in relationships.
Sure.
And they were starting to have kids. So now they have to make their schedules work for the kids and their husband, and I'm just free to do whatever I want to do. I was spending a lot more time with my parents, and I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but I had a conversation with God and I said, listen, if you're not going to bring a guy in my life, then I want someone I can do life with. Mm-hmm. And he definitely answered that prayer through providing with me, like my current roommate, Nicole. Like, she is definitely an answer to prayer, because she's in the same boat as me and she's not rushing and she doesn't think that a guy is going to make her life any better.
Sure.
And so I'm thankful to be surrounded by people, because through her, I've met so many more awesome people that are in similar situations. And it is true, like what my mom always told me growing up, the people you surround yourself with, they will have a say in how you conduct your
yourself
around people or what you believe. So it's so important to surround yourself with people that have a like mind as you, the same faith as you, so that when you are in those weak moments of thinking, what am I doing with my life? You can, you know, find refuge or find encouragement through that circle of friends that you have.
And I know a lot of people, I think, can say like, oh, like just turn to God with all this, turn to God, like God will help you with all this. And I think that the way he does help you is by putting those people in your life.
For
and
it's, sure.
I think sometimes we can also even still say no to the good things that are being put in our life and reject that because we still want what we think we've been wanting for a really long time. And so we sometimes can even pass over those things that are good in our lives and those good people, because sometimes you can put good people on the back burner in pursuit of the wrong people, which I think is such a bummer thing to do.
Right. And I think I've written about this before, maybe in a blog or on my social media. I don't remember. But, you know, it was kind of like I was hit in the face with a 2x4 by God when I was thinking to myself, like, I don't have a guy in my life. Like, does my quality of life, does it even, you know, live up to the standards of what the world says? And according to the world, it doesn't. But what God showed me was that if anything, I'm surrounded by love. Yeah, it's not the testosterone type, you know, but I have so much love. And I think it's important too, like you were saying, to have that thankfulness in your life. Mm-hmm. When you have gratitude, you don't take for granted anything in your life. No. And I think it's so important to be thankful for what you do have, because if you do focus on that one thing that you don't have in your life, that's going to ruin the rest of the time you have here on earth. And it's so important to enjoy what you have right now. Enjoy the time you have right now. And if anything, watch a couple of Dateline episodes and you'll really rethink, I shouldn't settle because I don't want to end up in a shallow
It'll
grave.
It'll talk you out of a messy love story.
I'm just saying. Another thing was career stuff. So it said earn a degree, reach management level, get fired, start a business, land your dream job, volunteer, and save for retirement. I think all of these are good. Really good things.
Except for the fired thing.
Oh, yeah. That's a bad thing. But I think it's important that you can manage a healthy work-life balance. Uh-huh. And if you let your work life get ahead of your life, then you're going to be on your deathbed thinking, what did I just do?
Yeah.
Nobody's thinking about their management level on their deathbed.
And like, I've seen the people in our company that are managers of other human beings. Mm-hmm. And I will say, I think that they are really like meant for that job. I think they're really built for it well. And I think they do it excellently. The vision I have of like, if I were to be doing that, does not seem as fun per se. Like, it's not as fun. And this is, you know, this is the dream job. We do silly stuff. We get to talk to artists. We get to do, you know, life on air, which is a lot of fun. I don't know, you know, when I turn 30, when I'm getting through my 30s, if I'm going to start getting that tug to do more, to have more oversight on things, even if I'm good enough for something like that. But yeah, the whole management thing is a little
And I think
freaky.
I think too, like I heard my pastor say just this past Sunday, like, God will equip you for what he's called you to do. He's just looking for someone to say yes. So I'm not saying you should just say no to everything or live in fear.
No.
But I think you can say yes. But like I said, it's important to keep your priorities straight. Traveling. We talked about that. Yeah. Traveling is a big thing. Living arrangements. Have an apartment in the middle of the city.
No,
thank you.
You're crazy.
I don't want to do that. Buy a house and have a mortgage. Listen, I haven't bought a house yet. I want to, but also I don't want to be in major debt either. So this is another thing that I was saying about, like, the world tells you you need to do these things at this certain age. And while it could be true for some, it may not be true for everyone.
No. And I'm, you know, in that mindset of, it also depends on the place that you live. Cause I don't want to buy a house in Nashville personally.
I was in Nashville yesterday and I was like, why would anyone want to live here?
Oh, I do love the city.
I don't.
Oh, it's still fun for me. But the pricing of housing up there is just insanity. Like, there's very little room for something under $200,000 that's like a worthwhile place to live in.
Well,
and it's not going down.
No, but I was talking with Ruth, a girl that we work with here at the station. I was talking with her yesterday, and she was saying, I told her, I said, I have a few friends of mine that they are just now renting a home, and it's costing them $3,000 a month. Now, it's a 4-bedroom, 3-bath.
Are they splitting that?
Yeah, 3 ways. Oh. So it's $1,000 each. But they were going to be in an apartment with way less room, no guaranteed parking, and neighbors upstairs that who knows upstairs, what, if they'll be sideways, doing aerobics
downstairs
at 3 a.m.
Terrible.
Yeah. So at least they're getting the value for their money.
Yeah.
But that just goes to show like what the
market.
Yeah. What it's doing.
Well, $3,000. Apartments these days are insane. I think that we left at a good time. We pay, I think it's $850 a month for a 2-bedroom, 1-bathroom house up
That's
in Nashville,
awesome.
Which is a phenomenal price for something with 2 bedrooms in it and a backyard for our dogs and all this stuff. But I'll be honest, I would not want to buy that home because there's stuff in the roof that I don't trust. And that foundation also looks very untrustworthy. And I have renter's insurance for a good reason, I think. And but for us, that's like a smack deal for us. Like if we were in a 2-bedroom apartment up in Nashville, it probably costs like $1,400 a month, which
I can't ridiculous.
Afford.
Yeah. Well, and this makes me sound old, but my first apartment that I lived in, I was 19 years old. It was $660 a month for a 2-bedroom, 2-bath apartment. Nice. So I paid $330 a month from my side of things.
I loved my college apartment, college apartment was, I think it was $1,440 a month, split 4 ways, which was like a great deal when you get to live with your best friends and everything.
Yeah.
Like that's totally fine with me, but they don't give you that deal when you're, you know, an adult.
I know. My dad was telling me, his first apartment, he paid $50 a month.
What?
$50 a month.
I pay more for my electricity. And
But I will say this. I think that was the apartment that he said when he first moved in. He was poking around in the fireplace or something, like maybe starting a fire or something in the fireplace. And a huge swarm of birds came down. In everything. So it's not saying it was the best place.
It was maybe a $50 value.
You're right.
That's horrifying.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so let's talk about this. I found this thing that said a new poll shows that the average person has 13 TV shows and 16 movies on their watch list. So that averages to about 104 hours worth of content. That is a lot time.
We watch a lot of TV these days.
You know, I enjoy TV. Mm-hmm. It's a great way to just step back and not think for a little bit. But here are the top 15 shows on people's watch list. I want to see if any of these line up with us. Stranger Things.
Love that show. Watch it as soon as it comes out.
I watched that too, but I can't imagine how many hours were spent watching it.
Because, that was 4 seasons we've had so far. The last season was weird with like 2-hour-long episodes.
It was ridiculous.
It was long.
Yeah. The Walking Dead. Did you ever try that?
I did. I watched a good 6 seasons of that, but it kind of just leaves you feeling sad because it's just a lot of...
the first episode, it's horrifying.
It's just a lot of people dying.
Yeah, I may have told you this story. I don't know, but I think I was sick one weekend and my roommate at the time, she had season 2 on DVD.
Ooh, nice.
So I just sat and watched it. So I spent all day Saturday and Sunday binging the show. Looking back, I don't know why I did that. But I remember when I left for work the next day, which was a Monday, I had to be up early. So it's still dark outside. I'm living in an apartment complex. There's this guy. He must have been on his last leg of his running that morning.
I thought you were going to say of his life.
No. Of his run for that morning. But he was coming around the corner and he was like, you know, he looked tired and he was just trudging along. And I caught myself thinking, oh my gosh, it's a walker. And hurrying to get in my car.
Nice.
And that's when I knew I can't watch this show. Nor should I think anyone should because it's like they're pushing the envelope as far as they can to see what they can get away with. And it is terrible.
No, it's so graphic. It doesn't leave you feeling like healthy at the end of it all.
No, I don't think.
Because I've gotten to that point with a lot of shows these days. I do want a happy ending in most of my television. Like, I want the Hallmark ending for a lot of things.
Like, Gilmore Girls
I just want to be happy. I don't want to be sitting there being like, man, everyone just died.
Yeah, I know.
I guess I'll go back to my life now.
This one, The Crown.
So, I think you're the only one
I'm in the middle of it. We're on season two.
Okay, so you've gotten further than... I thought you only watched a couple episodes.
Well, we took a long break, but since Queen Elizabeth's passing...
Good call.
We got back in it. So it's got that drama, and I love like the English, you know, how they say things. The Mandalorian,
love it.
Hard pass.
That's fine.
Friends?
Well, it's a classic.
It's one you can fall asleep to.
Yeah. You can watch any episode at any point or another, and you're going to be fine.
Yeah. And then Avatar, The Last Airbender. You've already lost me. That sounds incredibly boring.
It's so not boring.
What is it?
It's also for like 10-year-olds and 26-year-olds who watched it when they were 10-year-olds. It's an animated television show that was put out on Nickelodeon, again, when I was probably like 10 years old, so 15-plus years ago. Mm-hmm. It's based around this world... where every person fits into one of four tribes.
So this is like Harry Potter.
No. It's similar, but it's more about the whole world can use bend the elements of the world. You've got waterbenders, airbenders, earthbenders, and firebenders. And there's a war, and you don't care. But it's a good show.
It sounds like Captain America. Do you know that cartoon?
Yeah.
It was back in the 80s.
Okay, yeah.
But remember, they could like put their rings together and they're like, earth, wind, fire, water.
You know what you're talking about? Yes.
It sounds like that.
Yeah. It's similar to that, except it's the whole world can do those with those abilities.
Yeah, that sounds horrible.
I know. I would never recommend it to you. But for a lot of us out there, you know, who are, you know, younger.
Oh, I see. Oh, we're going back to that.
But you don't watch a lot of animated stuff to start with.
I love cartoons.
Yes.
I do.
But you like the classic cartoons.
Yeah, I'm talking about like Scooby-Doo.
Tom and Jerry.
Oh,
really?
It's kind of the same thing over and over.
It is.
I like Looney Tunes.
Scooby-Doo's the best.
I loved Hey Arnold from back in the 90s. Yeah.
Just fits into our newest
Angry
realm.
Beavers.
Whoa. Is that like an
Arkansas show? It was a Nickelodeon thing. I think it was on Nickelodeon, but it was like more early 2000s, maybe 90s, late 90s.
I think I was too young
for
that.
And SpongeBob SquarePants.
You did watch SpongeBob.
I love SpongeBob.
I didn't know you liked SpongeBob.
Yes, my favorite episode.
He's the best.
Have you seen the one where he like... He has bad breath, but he doesn't realize it. He just thinks he's ugly.
He's like, and so, I am ugly and I am proud.
And he's like something like, look at me or whatever. And like he jumps on this guy's cars and like on his windshield. And the guy's like, my eyes, my eyes. I think it's so funny.
There's an early episode of SpongeBob that I didn't understand until I was quite young. And it was the episode where they find on like the back of the Krusty Krab, there's like a dumpster. And it says like Squidward is a... bleep or
it
something.
It says bleep on?
No, but what the sound you hear SpongeBob say is like that dolphin sound.
Yes.
And it's just them, in essence, like cussing for an entire
That's
episode.
True.
And it took me a long time to be like, oh, that was a funny way for them to like put cussing into that
They
world.
Definitely put
How in the world did
the
they
envelope
do that?
Yeah. When it comes to bringing adult humor, I guess, into it.
Into it, like what was... Probably a kid's show, but I wouldn't want my kids to watch it now. If I was being honest, I think it's probably like pretty dumb.
Oh, for sure. They're not learning anything.
No.
For sure. Well, that's it for our aftercast. Hope you've had a great time and we'll see you next time.
Woo.